Qualcomm's Dragonwing IQX puts industrial PCs at the center of AI, Mark Vina 8-Minute Red. Just now, Qualcomm's Dragonwing IQX launch is a reminder that the most interesting PC story right now might not be laptops on a Best Buy shelf, but the computers bolted into factory walls and control cabinets. Consumer AI PCs typically grab headlines. Yet the real money in long-tail deployments often sit in industrial PCs, PLCs, HMIs, edge controllers, and box PCs that run 24/7 in harsh conditions. That is precisely where Qualcomm is pointing Dragonwing IQX, and it has significant implications for Intel, AMD, and the broader edge intelligence market. Qualcomm is positioning IQX as an industrial-grade sibling of its Snapdragon X platform. It uses a custom Orion CPU on a 4-nanometer process, with 8 to 12 high-performance cores and up to 45 TOPS of AI across CPU, GPU, and MPU. It is built for temperatures from -40 to 105 degrees Celsius and ships in rugged packages compatible with common COM module standards, such as COM Express, making it a drop-in option for existing industrial carrier boards. Nakul Duggal framed the stakes clearly. With Dragonwing IQX, Qualcomm is bringing the Qualcomm Orion CPU's best-in-class single and multi-thread performance to the heart of the industrial PC, enabling smarter factories and more capable and faster edge controllers on the factory floor. On an analyst call earlier this week, Anand Venkatesan, who leads the industrial PC team, sharpened the value proposition even more. He said industrial customers today feel forced to trade off speed, power, and I/O flexibility. With IQX, his message was that you do not have to trade off anything. You trade up, combining best-in-class single-thread performance with strong performance per watt and rich connectivity, such as 16 PCIe lanes and multiple peripheral buses. This announcement is not just another chip launch. It is a strategic move into a market that values three things above all others: deterministic performance, longevity, and power-efficient edge intelligence. In industrial environments, power matters even when devices are wall-powered. Thermal design, power drives, enclosure size, heat sinks, airflow, and reliability. Anand pointed out that as legacy x86 parts push frequencies to improve single-thread performance, thermal solutions become prohibitively expensive for fanless or sealed systems. IQX aims to deliver that single-thread uplift at a lower TDP, thereby directly reducing system cost and complexity. On top of the CPU, Qualcomm is making on-device AI the center of the story, not a side feature. The Hexagon NPU with up to 45 TOPS combined with the Adreno GPU targets workloads such as predictive maintenance, condition-based monitoring, and defect detection. The platform is optimized for Qualcomm's AI software stack and common runtimes, including ONNX PyTorch and the Qualcomm AI Hub for model optimization and deployment. In the briefing, Anand repeatedly came back to two themes: vision and privacy. Vision because factories are moving from simple sensor graphs on HMIs to camera-driven inspection, worker monitoring, and safety use cases. Privacy because many customers do not want to provide their data to a public cloud and want to own their data, which pushes processing into gateway or industrial PC itself. That is the context for one of his strongest lines. He described this moment as a strategic inflection point in industrial automation where local intelligence is going to dominate, with Dragonwing providing the building block for that shift. So what does this mean for Intel? Intel has long dominated industrial PCs with Atom, Core, and Xeon-based systems, delivered through a dense ecosystem of board vendors and rugged system providers. Many modern industrial PCs already offer hybrid core Intel processors, PCI expansion, rich industrial I/O, and strong Windows compatibility. The pressure point Qualcomm is attacking is not raw peak performance. It is performance per watt, integrated AI, and system cost in a COM or box PC form factor. With IQX, OEMs can combine high single-thread performance, a capable GPU, a 45 TOPS MPU, and optional 5G or Wi-Fi 7 attached modules into a single ruggedized SoC and SIP package, rather than stitching together a CPU with a separate accelerator card or an external module. That has three implications for Intel. First, it raises the bar on how much AI acceleration should be table stakes inside an industrial PC. Intel's response so far involves Core ultraprocessors with integrated NPUs, as well as pairing CPUs with GPUs or external accelerators for edge AI boxes. Qualcomm is betting that a more mobile-style, tightly integrated SoC tuned for AI data movement will deliver lower latency and better performance, per what for vision and LLM use cases on the factory floor. Second, it challenges Intel's incumbency around Windows and x86. Qualcomm is supporting Windows 11 IoT Enterprise, LTSC, and Linux on IQX. Anand stressed that industrial workloads can run via emulation, hybrid approaches, or full native ports, and that Qualcomm has not seen emulation as a blocker for typical industrial applications so far. If that proves true at scale, some OEMs may feel comfortable introducing ARM into product lines that have been x86, only for decades. Third, it gives OEMs leverage. If Advantech, Nexcom, Portwell, Seco, and others bring Dragonwing-based comms and box PCs to market, they gain a non-x86 alternative with strong AI capabilities that can put price and roadmap pressure on Intel's embedded offerings, especially in design wins where thermal envelopes are tight. Intel certainly will not stand still. Its own edge AI roadmaps and strong tooling around functional safety and real-time control remain assets. But Qualcomm has forced the conversation to include a serious ARM-based option in true industrial PCs rather than only gateways and microcontrollers. As for AMD, the company has been making steady gains in industrial and edge markets with Ryzen embedded 8000 and now 9000 series parts, which brings Zen 4 and Zen 5 cores, strong integrated graphics, and, in the case of Ryzen embedded 8000, integrated NPUs based on its XDNA architecture. These processors deliver impressive multi-core performance and are well-suited for vision, robotics, and high-throughput machine learning at the edge. Many systems use them in fanless boxes, SOMs, and COM modules for AIoT and industrial PCs. Qualcomm's move puts AMD on the offensive on two fronts. One is efficiency. Orion is designed in the ground up for mobile-style power budgets, and IQX runs in very low power envelopes for class of CPU performance offers. That attacks one of AMD's historical vulnerabilities in constrained thermal envelopes, even as AMD itself improves power efficiency with each generation. The other is AI integration across form factors. AMD is bringing NPUs into embedded systems, but its edge AI story often still relies on CPU plus GPU or FPGA-style acceleration in higher power systems. Qualcomm is offering an all-on-one die story that more closely mirrors a smartphone or laptop SoC, including an emphasis on optimized data movement within the NPU and the memory hierarchy, which Anand highlighted as key to low-latency vision and LLM workloads. That does not make AMD uncompetitive. In heavy compute, high-wattage systems with more relaxed thermal budgets, Ryzen embedded 9000 with up to 16 cores and AVX 512, often paired with discrete GPUs, will remain extremely attractive for machine vision and high bandwidth analytics. But in compact, sealed, family controllers and HMIs, where every what counts, Dragonwing IQX gives OEMs a fresh alternative to both Intel and AMD-based designs. From a business standpoint, Dragonwing IQX could be a revenue and margin engine for Qualcomm, as industrial silicon has a long lifespan. Design cycles may be slow, yet once a chip is designed into a PLC, HMI, medical system, or casino gaming platform, it can ship for 10 years or more. Qualcomm is bringing in an Orion CPU, already amortized across Snapdragon X PCs and mobile roadmaps, and repurposing it for a new class of high ASP, long lifecycle devices. The company is also leaning into standards that matter to this ecosystem. COM Express support, SIP ruggedization with integrated PMIC and optional. In-package DDR and Windows 11 IoT Enterprise LTSC are all pragmatic decisions that lower switching costs for OEMs already invested in x86 industrial PCs. If Qualcomm wins even a modest share of these sockets over time, the revenue can be meaningful, but the strategic upside may be larger. Every industrial PC or edge controller that carries Dragonwing becomes a platform for Qualcomm's AI software stack, connectivity modules, and future services. That meshes well with its broader narrative of intelligent computing everywhere and diversification beyond handsets. Qualcomm differentiation from Intel and AMD. Intel and AMD are still, at their core, CPU companies that add AI and connectivity around edges. Qualcomm comes from the opposite direction. It is a connectivity and SoC company that builds CPU, GPU, MPU, memory, and modem into one tightly integrated platform, then extends that architecture into new categories. With Dragonwing IQX, Qualcomm is doing three things that stand out. It is using a custom ARM CPU with laptop-class single-thread performance inside a rugged industrial SIP, not just reusing mobile parts and gateways. Moreover, it is treating on-device AI as a first-class workload in industrial PCs, not an afterthought that requires separate accelerators or cloud offload. And it is aligning silicon, software, and ecosystem from AI Hub and ONNX to Windows IoT LTSC and Linux in a way that feels more like a mobile platform strategy than a traditional industrial CPU line. Of course, consumer AI PCs will keep grabbing the spotlight. But suppose Qualcomm executes on Dragonwing IQX and the broader IQ family. In that case, the quieter story of factories, robots, and industrial HMIs may become one of its most profitable and defensible businesses, while forcing Intel and AMD to rethink how they compete at the intelligent edge. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists. The Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or have provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company guides other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen. Written by Mark Vina, 91 followers, 162 following CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research. I write about disruptive technology. No responses yet recommended from Medium were your thoughts. How to write better. A guide click if you're feeling brave AI just at its actual big short moment the crash is imminent. Vishal Kumar will lock it, Mr. Robot. 1. Vulnhub walkthrough. A CTF inspired by the mind of Elliot Alderson. Can you hack the system? You have no idea how screwed OpenAI is. An exhaustive overview of the situation in my entrepreneurship handbook. Joe Procopio, the modern-day tech worker, is obsolete. Amazon CEO just told. Why did Amazon announce another round of mass layoffs? Because why not? I knew how to let go long before I met you. I just never wanted to do. For I wanted you to stay. I wanted to hold you forever. I never intended of holding you just tea. Mohammed Kaif Alberto, Romero Haven Diaries.